You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Marielle Segarra in for Molly Wood. When Facebook went down for several hours this week, we got a sense of how much people rely on the company and its apps. And not just because they're addicted to scrolling and likes. These platforms are also used for commerce and banking, particularly WhatsApp, the messaging service. In many parts of the world, you can use it to send money, like you would with Venmo, or to pay for a purchase. And in some countries, that's a big deal because the banking and finance infrastructure is less developed. Maybe you have a bank account, but there's no branch nearby to get cash, or there's no mobile app you can use. There are versions of WhatsApp banking in Brazil, India, Argentina. So Lisa Ellis, a partner with Moffitt Nathanson, says when the outage happened,
on the commerce side, businesses that are reliant on WhatsApp as a conduit for their payments, you know, literally couldn't transact business. So pieces of the economy would shut down. If you can imagine a food truck or a small vendor that's using WhatsApp as the primary way that they receive payments, they would be stuck either having to ask people to give them cash or they would just literally have to close, which exposes the vulnerability of their business to a single form of taking payment.
So, okay, what do you think the long-term impacts of the outage will be?
So the implication, longer-term implication is probably that one, we'll probably see more, businesses and consumers, you know, diversifying a little bit away from their dependence on WhatsApp, right? Or a single platform, a single point of access for doing this banking and commerce. I'd be interested to see whether or not Facebook, if they're serious about this investment, sort of separates out and pours more investment into the quality of the network for the actual payments and banking business, like for supporting WhatsApp, because it's a very different level of investment and sophistication that you need to do payments and money movement compared to doing information movement.
So this all seems pretty precarious. Like, I wonder, is it a good idea to have an economy that's relying on WhatsApp?
It's never good for an economy to rely on any one platform for a large portion of banking and commerce, period. There's a couple of ways to reduce this vulnerability, yes. One is just to have multiple options, certainly. Another option is to using a Visa or a MasterCard infrastructure where they could opt to actually use a potentially more secure, more resilient option for the actual money movement sitting behind the scenes, whereas they've opted to try to build this stuff in-house. And yeah, that's another choice.
Lisa Ellis is a partner at Moffitt Nathanson. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, Stephanie Hughes, and Jody Becker produced the show. Our engineer is Gary O'Keefe. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.